Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. That's right. Cliffy's back. Cliff is the author of all the books on eBay marketing, like the eBay Marketing Bible, eBay Sellers, also eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Business Answer Book, just answers, period. All that. He's got a new book that he's working on crowdfunding that we're going to talk about right now. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure, man.
It's good to have you back. He's also an attorney, folks. We love him anyway. And Cliff, thanks for hanging out with me, and congratulations on your new work. Where is the book?
The book is in the process of being published. It should be listed for pre-order on Amazon, I'm thinking maybe next month, end of March, early April. You should be able to pre-order it. It's due for release in June, but there'll be pre-orders on Amazon and elsewhere. And it's actually, today is the perfect day to talk about it, because today is the day that the SEC is supposed to be handing down final regulations.
We've been waiting on this today.
Yeah, we sure have. We did this well, but
because the whole viability of crowdfunding is going to revolve around what the SEC says, how they plan to essentially. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Attorney here, but this ruling that they'll make today could potentially reorder the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934.
You bet. They are changing law today that's been in effect for 80 years.
Yeah.
It's been since the Great Depression.
Yeah.
You know, back in the Great Depression, you know, that the Congress passed the first securities laws. They created the SEC specifically so innocent men and women would
lose
and orphans, all their money.
So they were trying to say protect widows and orphans.
That's right, widows and orphans. That's exactly right, from the predations of the securities markets.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of that regulation, they handed down a set of regulations that basically said how private companies could raise money. And one of the cornerstones of those regulations was a law that said you cannot use general solicitation or general advertising to promote a stock offering. So if I'm an entrepreneur and I want to raise money for my company, I can certainly do networking and talk to rich people, but I cannot take out an ad in the Wall Street Journal. I couldn't take out an ad in your radio show.
And you could ask me to invest in your business because you know me. But you couldn't ask the man sitting next to you on the train riding into town.
Right, exactly right. That's considered a general solicitation.
Yeah.
You can't get up there and say, hey, folks, step right up. We got this great, Carnival Barker.
And the Securities Act of 33 and 34 have pretty much been the gold standard and like the Constitution of securities law. I mean, people, there's been very little change in the area of the way you just described, Cliff. There's been very little adjustment, if any, to those basic tenets until today, perhaps.
Until today, that's exactly right. Back in the 90s, I had a TV show on public television, which you may know, a show called Money Hunt. It was basically the Shark Tank of the 1990s. We had entrepreneurs come on and talk about their business, and every once in a while, one of these guys would say, hey, we're in the market, we're looking to raise, you know, $20 million for 10% of our company, and we had to stop the tape
right there
at that point, because at that point, they had violated the securities laws. You can't do that on television.
Well, a lot of real estate agents wound up in jail because they tried to sell condos, and they tried to make they actually did projections on their own, thinking that they were selling real estate. But when they put a projected outcome into it, they crossed over into a security, and some of them actually went to jail for that.
Yeah, exactly right. Or some people tried to sell pieces in orange groves and stuff like that.
Exactly.
They would sell interest
in
the trees and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, without knowing it, you can cross over into the world of securities.
Now comes the technology that gives people the ability to put their idea out there and ask for money. And that, that and so somebody came up with a concept of crowdfunding, which has been going on right now in a matter of speaking, but not in a general solicitation way for a business purpose. You can donate money, you can give money to someone, but you can't invest yet in that.
Right, that's right. So there's sites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. They all started about 5-6 years ago. And with these sites, basically, let's say, for example, that you wanted to self-publish another book, for example. Let's say that you want to build on the success of your to the customer. You want to do a new one. You don't want to. You want to take a couple of months off, but you also want to make sure you pay your bills. So what?
Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, so what you do is you go on Kickstarter and you basically say to people, hey, send me $25, and when the book is published, I will send you an autographed copy.
That's right. That's and people would send you money and you'd get it, but you're not asking them for an investment. You're basically begging for money. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the crowdfunding. Stay with us. Cliff Inico and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.